You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.
Well, come on, any rivalry in world sport, if you get one over one of your main rivals away from home in the final few minutes, it is the sweetest taste.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, Robbie Keane speaks for the first time following his appointment as Ferencváros manager. Graham Potter has a new job, but it's not at West Ham. And Everton looks set to raid Aston Villa for a promising young winger. But first today, Robbie Keane claims Alex Ferguson influenced his decision to take the Ferencváros job. The 44-year-old took over from Pascal Janssen yesterday, signing his contract in Budapest before he linked up with their squad at their training camp in Spain. Keane will be assisted in Budapest by his fellow former Ireland international Rory Delap and a former colleague on the Middlesbrough coaching staff, Phil Hudson. Ferencváros have two friendlies in Spain before their Europa League clash with Eintracht Frankfurt in Germany on the 23rd of January. Keane takes over with the club a point off the top of the Hungarian top flight with a game in hand on leaders Puskas Academia. The former Maccabi Tel Aviv boss had this message for his new fans.
First of all, Happy New Year to you and all the supporters. I look forward to seeing everybody very, very soon. I mean, the feelings is, it was very good, very excited to be here, of course. So I visited in the last couple of years, maybe two or three times, so I'm familiar with the city. Beautiful place, beautiful people, so I'm looking forward to meeting many more people, and of course the reason why I'm here is for the football. So I'm looking forward to meeting the players and all the staff in Spain. That's when the real work starts. I think for me, for this team, is yes, we know we're a good team. But what does a good team mean? You know, can you go out and excite the fans? Can you play exciting football, energetic football, in the way I like to play? And I think the supporters will enjoy the way my team plays. Mm-hmm. But it's important that the players, you know, we don't just do one game or two games. But it's in Europe, we have to do every game. And that's going to be the message for me to the players. Regardless which team we play exciting football. I want to send the fans home happy that they've come to watch a really good football team. For me, the most important thing about a football club is the people. Mm. I think that's the key. So Alex Ferguson told me in the summer, don't pick the club, pick the people. Oh. And I think that's important. I don't set myself any targets. My target is always the next game. Mm. I know in my head what I want to do and want to achieve, of course, because everybody wants to win. Once I get to know the players and see what their mentality is, because I know my mentality, and if we're on the same page, everybody, and we push and strive to be better every day.
You know, because I've made excuses since I've been here, and we've had so many draws, and the run's still not really on paper a bad run if you had wins in it, but we haven't had wins.
Yeah, if my granny had balls, she'd be my granddad.
Everyone said they wanted the truth. I told them the truth, and then they want the truth. What do you want me to tell you? I've tried to be honest with you. Keep asking me, and I keep reflecting on the truth that I've told you.
Of course you did, but there's the truth and the truth.
If you could have one superpower, Sean, what would it be?
To win more football matches.
Despite uncertainty regarding the future of manager Sean Dyche, Everton remain active in the transfer market. They've opened talks with Aston Villa regarding their winger Jadon Philogene. The Puskas Award nominee only rejoined Villa from Hull in a £13 million deal in the summer, but he's only managed two Premier League starts. It had been believed that Philogene could be used as a make-weight in a potential deal to bring Daniel Malen to Villa from Borussia Dortmund. However, Everton have stepped in with a proposal for a permanent transfer for the 22-year-old. It was revealed revealed yesterday that Everton's new owners, the Friedkin Group, were assessing the position of Deitch in the wake of Saturday's latest defeat at Bournemouth. That leaves them just a point above the relegation zone in the Premier League. They've only scored once in their last five outings. According to Sky Sports, Graham Potter is a potential replacement should Everton call time on Deitch's Everton career. However, the former Brighton and Chelsea manager is a man in demand. Potter held talks at West Ham joint owner David Sullivan last night as they ponder sacking Julen Lopetegui. Potter also held talks with the Hammers last month before Lopetegui bought himself more time as Hammers boss. The 49-year-old has already found the new job, with the PFA announcing this morning that Potter has joined their business school as course co-director for the Certificate in Football Psychology, Emotional Intelligence and Leadership. He spoke about that role with the PFA.
In the end, education helped me become a better person and a better player. In football, sometimes you just lose a game and you prepare all week and you lose a game and it doesn't feel very good, whereas studying just gave me a sense that you can work and achieve something and no one can necessarily take that away from you. You know, you always have that qualification, you always got it. So it was quite a nice balance to the volatile world of football. It's very exciting, I think, that the PFA are doing this. Very exciting that they're providing the opportunity for young players, for players, for old players to improve, to get qualifications, to tackle what comes at them in the next part of their lives in a positive way. So I'm happy to support this. It gives you knowledge. It helps you have clarity in thought. It's an investment not just in the now in terms of how you are. It's an investment in your future because my degree that I got, I think how many years ago now, I don't want to remember, but through the PFA or through the PFA's help, I think was the foundation for me, my career in management, because without that degree, I wouldn't have got my first job as a graduate, as it was a graduate position. So I think education. Somebody's probably said that before, but that's something I'd really advise.
Speaking of Lopetegui, the Spaniard took training with West Ham this morning and there's no planned change to his press duties ahead of their FA Cup third round tie with Aston Villa.
You work hard, now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious and powerful. It features a twin turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.
Tottenham have triggered the option to extend the contract of Heung-min Son. The Korean turns 33 in the summer but will remain with Spurs until the summer of 2026. Son is just 5 goals away from equaling Martin Chivers' 174 goals for the club, with Chivers 4th on their all-time scorers list. Only Bobby Smith, Jimmy Greaves and Harry Kane have scored more goals for Spurs. It's believed Chelsea are weighing up whether to bring Mark Gahey back to the club. The England international only ever made 2 League Cup appearances for Chelsea before he was sold to Crystal Palace for £18 million in 2021. Gahey has gone on to captain Palace and become a fixture in the England squad, winning 22 caps for his country. With Chelsea struggling for fit centre-halves, it had initially been reported they could recall Trevor Chalobah from his loan spell at Palace, but it now seems Chelsea want to test the resolve of Palace, who were holding out for north of £70 million when Newcastle came calling last summer. Nottingham Forest are just 6 points off Premier League leaders Liverpool heading into this FA Cup weekend. Last night's 3-0 win away to Wolves was their 6th in the bounce, and they're level on points with 2nd place Arsenal. With more than half the season now over, Forest fan and The Eye's chief football writer Daniel Storey was asked on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast if there are similarities between Forest's run and that of Leicester in 2016. You can hear much more from Daniel Storey and this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast if you become an Off the Ball member now. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta admits his team will have to be at their best to stop Newcastle striker Alexander Isak. They host their Premier League rivals in the first leg of their EFL Cup semi-final tonight. Isak has scored 14 goals so far this season, and Arteta says he's a huge threat.
He's a top player, he's in top form, scoring a lot of goals and try to minimise the strength of the position. That's obviously a big part of the plan when we play any opponent.
Tottenham host Liverpool for the first leg of the second semi-final tomorrow. Liverpool boss Arne Slot confirmed earlier on that Dominic Szoboszlai is a doubt for that match. The Hungary captain missed the 2-2 draw against Manchester United on Sunday due to illness. The man who did so much to set Shelburne up for a first league title in 18 years has a new club. Will Jarvis scored 11 times and provided 8 assists for Shells before he was recalled by parent club Hull City in the summer. But despite an early string of substitute appearances in the Championship, Jarvis hasn't been involved since a November trip to Oxford. The 22-year-old has dropped down 2 divisions to sign a 2.5-year deal with Notts County. The Magpies are currently 6th in League 2. And Chelsea have extended Guro Reitan's contract until 2026. The Norway international is the WSL's second top scorer this season with 6 goals in 10 games. She's won 5 WSL titles, 3 FA Cups and 2 League Cups since making the move to Chelsea in 2019.
I will be there for one reason, and one reason only. This season, justice is there.
It's not true that I want Man City to be relegated. It's true that I like justice. Many times small clubs are punished by €5.
First thing you can do for me is to chuck all your medals and all your caps and all your pots and all your pans into the biggest flipping dustbin you can find. Because you've never won any of them fairly. You've done it all by blooming cheating.
This is the man, hopefully, who will see that justice will be served.
I don't think it's fair that the big sharks, they always find a way to escape the rules.
Send justice!
More than being a professional football man, I just like justice in football.
Justice will be served!
Part of that, no bad feelings.
You work hard, now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.